From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but the two leaders were unable to reach a ceasefire agreement that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra.
Both leaders have instructed their top diplomats to continue working for an agreement. Mr. Obama spoke Monday at a news conference at the close of a Group of 20 Nations Leaders Summit in Hangzhou, China. President Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will seek to deepen ties in the region. The U.S. leader will meet with Laotian President Bahang Vorachit at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday. Mr. Obama is the first U.S. president to visit Laos while in office. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff has identified them as Rondong missiles, which have a range of about 1,000 kilometers. Japan's defense ministry says the rockets fell into its exclusive economic zone in the region, which is known in Korea as the East Sea. The United Nations Security Council will meet on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean launches. This is VOA News. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The blasts hit the government-held cities of Homs and Tartus, the Kurdish-held city of Hasakeh, and the countryside of Damascus. Relatives of inmates at Ethiopia's Kilinto prison are still seeking news of their loved ones after a fire at the high-security penitentiary Saturday. A government spokesman says 23 prisoners died in the blaze. The prison houses high-profile political prisoners detained amid a wave of anti-government protests. The two leading U.S. presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, headed Monday to the Midwestern state of Ohio, hoping to show their support for working families on today's Labor Day holiday. The airplanes of both candidates and their running mates passed each other on the airport tarmac in Cleveland, one of Ohio's biggest cities. Clinton holds a narrow edge over Trump in the latest opinion polls in Ohio. It is believed that Republican Trump has to win in Ohio in order to gain a victory nationwide. The latest opinion polls put Clinton up by about 4 points nationally. Those same polls continue to show that more than half of registered voters have an unfavorable view of both Clinton and Trump. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's independence from China is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Final results showed pro-democracy candidates won 30 of 70 seats in the Legislative Council. Among the winners in Sunday's Legislative Council elections was 23-year-old Nathan Law, one of the leaders of the 2014 pro-democracy demonstrations. Two other winners, 25-year-old Yao Wai-ching and Sixtus Baguio-Lung of the Young Spiration Party. More than 2 million people, or 58% of registered voters, cast their ballots in Sunday's elections, the highest turnout in any legislative election since Britain returned control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Irate truckers and farmers in France began the week by blocking traffic around the northeastern port city of Calais in the latest noisy protest against the recent influx of migrants. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her center-right Christian Democratic Union Party are weighing their next steps after being defeated by an upstart anti-immigrant party in her home state. Analysts describe Sunday's parliamentary vote as a rebuke to Ms. Merkel's liberal immigration policy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.